blogtalkradio.com.
I have one question for everybody here tonight.
Are you ready?
Wild Talk Radio presents to you the Monday Night Raw Post Show.
Now I put no stock in what any man thinks, only what I know. And what I know is this. The result will be just like the first time. I will put him 6 feet under. Game over.
Featuring Sir Rockin'.
I am talent. I am fame. I am music. I am the air you breathe. I am everything.
And Lindsay Ward.
Yeah, well, I'm here to make something perfectly clear. The Queen is dead. And for the first time ever in Monday Night Raw history, I can rightfully say, long live the one, the only goddess of WWE.
Interact with us live and give us your thoughts on everything that happens on Monday Night Raw. Now step into the ring with us for the Raw Post Show.
Monday Night Raw.
The focus of this show was that, the Shield. Will they? Won't they? Will they fist live in public once again? That was the question that was answered tonight on Monday Night Raw. Which, this is the Raw Post Show presented always by Garrick Dunnett and MBG Films, youtube.com/MBG1211. I'm Sorokin. That's Lindsay Ward.
Nothing like a public fisting to get Raw going and the fans excited. I mean, I don't know. I love it when they do stuff like this because I can crack jokes like this all night long and just thoroughly enjoy myself.
Dean was, let's be truthful, Dean was unsure about the fisting. He wasn't sure if he wanted the fist. They tried to convince him early. Roman came out. He was like, "Well, last week was the comeback. Now I'm taking back my yard." He called out Seth Rollins. Seth thought he was coming for his title shot, but instead he's wishing him luck. But he wants a favor. He wants to get the band back together one last time. You know, because Dean's leaving. It's one last run. So Seth is like, "Nah, that's not gonna happen. I'm not gonna do it." And then Roman batted his eyes and gave him the smile. And then Seth is like, "Yeah, sure, Roman. Let's go get him on board." So they called out Dean, and Dean's out there, and then he gets attacked by Elias with a guitar, so we didn't get an answer there. Then Roman is backstage, he finds him in the hallway, going, "Hey, we have a locker room, we can go fist there, you want to go fist there?" Oh wait, he didn't say that. He wanted to convince him to come to the Shield, he's like, "Nah, I'm not
going to..." He wanted to convince him to come to the fisting.
Come to the fisting, yes. But kill my momentum. Anyway.
Sorry. You missed an opportunity. I mean, anytime I can make this joke, I
understand this. So, he didn't want to get fisted by Roman. So, Seth tried to say, "Hey, I'll be the one who fists you." But no, he's like, "No, I'm going to sit here in my little tent and not really do anything." Then he has his match with Elias. He loses his match. They come out. They stand on the stage. They take 5 minutes to walk out to the ring because they went to commercial. When they get in the ring, he's like, "Come on, you want to do it? You want to do the thing? You want to join up with it?" And Dean's like, "Nah, not going to fist with you guys." So he walks into the crowd. The three bad guys, Corbin, Lashley, and McIntyre, they come out. They issue a challenge for a match. And, you know, same old, okay, cool. Dean's like, "All right, I'm just going to stand here on the crowd, just watching this all happen, listening to all the trash talk," because that's what he did. So, from that point, they jump Roman and Seth, so it's a 3-on-2 beatdown. Dean, you see all the camera cuts and everything, they're getting their ass beat, and the camera quickly cuts to Dean. He's in pain, he's in frustrated, he's not sure whether he wants to join in on the group play or not. So he's like hemming and hauling and hemming and hauling, and he finally figures, "Oh, screw it, let me go get in the middle of all this group play." So he gets inside the ring and starts helping his boys. So they clear house, leaving the three of them in the ring. Roman sticks his fist in, Seth sticks his in, and they're waiting for Dean to stick it in there. And he eventually does, and the crowd erupts when they all came together.
Okay. So,
did I get
rewinding
all the,
that back.
Did I get all the moments in for you that you needed?
Yes. All the fisting to be had. Plenty of fisting for everyone. So, running that back for a second. I don't know if anybody out there has seen it, and this is going to be a random reference. But you know what this kind of reminds me of? Is in White Christmas, of all movies, in the beginning of the movie, Bing Crosby's character gets there. It takes place, like, it starts at the end of World War II, where they're all on the front, celebrating Christmas on the front. It's very, very 1940s, 1950s. So they're celebrating Christmas at the front, they get attacked, and Bing Crosby character almost gets squished by a wall, and Danny Kaye saves him, and as a result, Danny Kaye gets shot in the arm. And so, after that, when the two become a duo, and they're doing their whole thing throughout the movie, anytime Danny Kaye needs Bing Crosby, or wants Bing Crosby to do something, he'll just kind of like point at his arm, and, you know, remind him, oh, remember that time in the war when I saved your life, and you completely owe me, and that kind of thing. Yeah, can you just do this for me? That's kind of almost what this reminds me of, but not really. Like, it's not quite the same correlation or context at all, but this is the closest, like, thing I can come up with that ties. Because there's a line that Seth drops that, like, you know, tomorrow is not guaranteed, so you know what, I'm gonna put aside my grudges and my differences, and yeah, we're gonna do the shield one more time for you, buddy, because one more time.
They mentioned that Dean Ambrose, this is the last time because he's leaving for greener pastures. They mentioned it, which means...
Dean's not leaving.
He's probably staying because they mentioned his contract.
Several times. When they write in that you're leaving the company, yeah.
I mean, he may be. Like, he probably... You never know. We'll see. We'll see how, like, what happens.
He could end up leaving, but I think there's a lot of speculation surrounding that in terms of now that Roman is back, there's probably a stronger chance they can convince Dean to stay. I'm pretty sure Roman's probably going to try to convince him, but we'll see how this all goes. But yeah, I feel like part of Dean's frustration was just his road wife wasn't there, and that's Roman. So because Roman was gone, it just wasn't as much fun for Dean, and Dean just decided, hey, I'm going to move on and go somewhere else because I'm just not enjoying this. And now with Roman back and maybe putting the three of them back together, they're hoping that that will help to inspire Dean to stay. Who knows?
Who knows?
Or they are just doing the one last hurrah because they can.
We'll see. Here's what else happened on the show. Speaking of the three bad guys, they beat Braun Strowman, Finn Balor, and Kurt Angle. And then they worked over Angle and Balor after the matchup. They did a shield powerbomb on Balor on the ring steps. So they're looking strong. Cool. Natty beat Ruby in 2 minutes. Lacey did her walk.
Okay. I said I wasn't going to get into a rant, but God damn it, I'm going to do it. Because Lacey Evans... Can we find her something to do other than sashay around Raw and SmackDown? Like, can we find a purpose for her?
Yes, there's a purpose for her. It'll be revealed after Fastlane.
Because WWE, like, put out this picture of Lacey, and they're like, what could Lacey Evans' motives be for, you know, doing what she's doing? And I'm like, and it took everything I had not to comment on that picture. Well, if you gave her a mic, we could probably find out, but you don't give her a mic, so she just has to wander around in her cute little outfits all the time. But yeah, I mean, it's like, what was the point of calling her up if this is all you're going to do with her? Give her back to NXT and let NXT work with her.
No, she has a plan. The plan will be revealed after Fastlane.
God, I hope so.
That's sort of the thing. Because she may be challenging for a championship. I don't know what championship she could be facing. You know, the SmackDown one. Somebody has to. That's where I think the plan is. Speaking of which, really quick. She just tweeted. She's okay. It was not her neck. It's not a concussion. She hit her back. She's okay. Asuka's okay. There was very big concern after a match with Mandy Rose tonight at the house show. So she's good.
Yay!
The weekend update, guys. The head writers, Colin Jost and Michael Che, were walking around backstage throughout the night. They met up with, speaking of people with no purpose, EC3. He was spraying himself in a mirror.
Yeah. Again, what are you doing there with him?
Absolutely nothing. They walked into Titus. They walked into, and then one of the white dude met up with Colin met up with Braun Strowman, and Braun Strowman choked him out because he said, "Is this even real?" That's not the smartest thing. What came out of it? They're special correspondents for WrestleMania, so we'll get more bits at WrestleMania with them. That's cool. They're from New York. They're Saturday Night Live. Which means we'll get some WrestleMania mentions on Saturday Night Live, which leads to buys and network subscriptions and stuff like that. So that's fine. It's a promotion.
It's a promotion. It'll be good. I don't know if you need to do 3 or 4 segments with them, but okay.
Yeah, to fill time. Charlie Crusoe was interviewing Heavy Machinery, and then they saw the Ascension complaining to B-Team and Hawkins and Ryder about Heavy Machinery. So we had a gauntlet match with all the teams, the low-level teams of the Monday Night Raw. So Heavy Machinery beat them all. Okay.
I mean, I'm okay with this. Go Heavy Machinery, but poor Bo, poor Curtis.
They, that could have been 3 weeks of television all in, done in one night. Cool. So there's that. Sasha lost to Tamina, setting up the title match on Sunday. No real shocker there. The Revival beat Aleister Black and Ricochet by disqualification when Rude and Gable attacked the Revival, which means there's probably a triple threat match on Sunday that they'll announce tomorrow or something on Twitter. So there you go with that. Then one of the other big segments was Triple H. Triple H came out tonight, and they showed the video that Batista doesn't like Philly, so he's not showing up in Philly. So that's cool. Yay, Batista. Yeah, you don't like Philly. Woo, Elias didn't like Phily. Boo, Elias. So Triple H talked about how last week he was out here not for the man known as Ric Flair. He was out here for Richard Flair, the man behind Ric Flair, behind the Nature Boy. He talked about how they've been there for the best of times and the worst of times. Richard Flair was at Hunter's wedding. Hunter was at some of Flair's weddings because that's a big commitment. And, well, that was a funny joke. Can't be in them all because there's been a lot. But he mentioned the worst of times, the burial of his son. Talked about Ric Flair being hospitalized in Atlanta. And talking about when the phone rang, he didn't want to know what was on the other end of the phone call when that was all going down. But he wanted to come out here to celebrate the nature, let Richard Flair be the Nature Boy one more time on his 70th birthday because it's what he lived for. And Dave didn't want let it happen. And I love this line. Dave, you wanted my attention. We all know why. You cried about it online for the last 2 years.
Wow.
I mean, it's a thing. Hunter said Batista wouldn't quit like he did when he was in WWE. You attacked a 70-year-old man, lucky to be alive, who was trying to be out there one more time, live his dream in front of all these people to have one more moment, and you took it all away from him. And then Triple H talked about the video that we saw. I don't really care. He mentioned you went to Bad Guy 101. Oh, I don't like this city. I'm not showing up. And Hunter goes, I don't care where you want to go, what you want to do. He said, I'll come to your freaking house. Dave, I'll invite you to come to mine. Does that work for you? I'll be waiting for Batista at every building they go. Have some balls and show up. He said, you wanted his attention, and it's not a game. It's not something we're selling. It's not something we're putting out there. This is not characters. This isn't a name on a marquee. He said, when Batista looks at him, he'll be looking at the man. Stand up to me and tell me what you want, and I'll give you everything you want. You want my attention, Dave? You've got it. Bam. Done. Simple and real. It's supposed to be personal. It was personal. The one thing I did not like. Richard Flair. I didn't like that. Like, I didn't need... When Roman came out and said his real name, you knew it meant something. Because right. That was actually real. This felt a little too far... Because even to him, he's not Richard Flair. He's Ric Flair. Wherever he goes, that's who he is. He doesn't want to be Richard Flair, you know?
Mm-hmm.
No one calls him Rich. No one calls him Dick. They may call him Dick. But he's Ric. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, no, I agree. It was one thing. It was like, okay. All right, well, we're just going to go with this because, all right.
Reasons, but the promo was good.
The promo was excellent. I mean, you wouldn't expect anything less from Hunter at this point. You wouldn't.
You really wouldn't. So Stephanie talked about backstage that she's reinstating Becky Lynch, and she has a whole harmless agreement for Becky Lynch to sign, and then at Fastlane, it'll be Charlotte and Becky for the Raw Women's Championship, because they're SmackDown ladies and whatever. So we get circle all the way to the end of Monday Night Raw. We've seen everyone enter the building, enter the ring. Stephanie calls them both out. Cool. Lynch is hobbling around with a crutch. She eventually signs the paper. Charlotte was egging her on, say, hey, I mean, they could just hand me the belt. It's cool. Lynch was like, I beat you with one good leg at a Royal Rumble. I mean, I could do it again right now. Stephanie's trying to separate them. You're like, Hunter should be out there holding back his children.
Yeah, I mean, I get that mom is out there taking care of the girls tonight, but it really should be dad.
So, the agreement signed, they're staring down at each other, and then out enters Ronda Rousey. She's shown walking into the building. We come back from break. She finally makes her way to the ring, and Steph is like, what's going on? And Rhonda's like, what are you doing? You vacated the belt. I didn't vacate anything. I just gave you a week to decide something. Now give me my title. So Stephanie hands her the title back, and it changes the match. It's now Becky versus Charlotte. If Becky loses, she's done. But if she wins, she's added to the Raw Women's Championship match at WrestleMania. Well, duh. Stephanie, I've been saying that for weeks. Stephanie asked for Rhonda if that's what she wanted, then they asked the fans if that's what they want to see. Everyone's excited. And then Rhonda takes the mic and goes, everyone knows Stephanie values her wallet over pride. They make too much, y'all make too much money off of me. You can't fire me. I have free reign to do anything I want because, well, you value your bank account over Flair and Lynch and their frail little bodies. And then she talked about how everyone booed her in Los Angeles. In her hometown, they booed her. She said she did everything for the fans, for this business. She worked her ass off and poured her heart out. She's done pretending. She said she would break Becky and Charlotte if their noses if so much as if she would break Becky and Charlotte if she so much sneezed in their direction. I'm not a dancing monkey anymore. Damn your fantasies. Damn the man. Screw the woo. And no more Mrs. Nice Bitch. And Rousey drops the mic, goes after Charlotte, then goes after Becky and just starts laying into Becky Lynch. She put a beating on Becky Lynch tonight.
Yeah, she did.
Charlotte's just watching as Becky's just beating the crap out of her with punches. And then armbar after armbar after armbar. She stood on her face, put the armbar back on. Stood back on her face again. You have Charlotte watching on. And then people realize there's 6 minutes to go and we gotta stretch this. So we're just gonna have Rhonda stand there. Replay. Gotta go to replay. And then Stephanie cut a promo and basically said, you know, she'll come up with something that will, you know, make it sure that we'll rein Rousey in. But we'll figure it out. They were stalling at that point. I was a little surprised by the heel turn, but Rousey needed to get a little fire and get some attacks on Becky, which was solid. I would have waited till Sunday for that, but it worked. The crowd tonight was, Philly was good, but it was, you can tell, like, a little bit of juice has been taken out of this a little bit right now. They gotta ramp it up a little bit more, because we've had a lot of time to stir, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we have.
Like, this angle peaked a couple weeks ago, and they gotta simmer it now. It's simmering, and then going from there. I mean, it's working. But, yeah, it was a good ending. We had three good segments. We had the Shield stuff, which carried the show. We had the Hunter segment, which is good. And we had the main event segment, which is good. And the wrestling was solid, I guess. Solid show.
You had three really nicely spaced segments. And in which you ran the big angles. You had Hunter you had Becky, and then you had the Shield, and they spaced those out nicely where they all had impact. They all had meaning, mm-hmm. which was really, really good. And it made each of them strong. The Rhonda stuff, the Becky stuff, the Charlotte stuff is really powerful. I'm surprised they did it tonight. I figured they would have saved that for the pay-per-view, but clearly not.
Clearly not, but that's okay. It was what it was.
Yes, it was what it was.
They had to make some matches. Like the card we talked about on WTR last night, there were four matches. They made some matches. They made two headlining matches for the show that the show desperately needed. So there you go. But that's it. We're done. We're out of here.
That's it. That's Raw.
That's Raw. Thursday, though, we talk about things.
That's right. Tune in. We will be talking all about Fastlane. We'll also do SmackDown NXT Tweet of the Week. News, notes, all your favorites. It's The Rack. Thursday nights. 10 p.m. Eastern right here on WildTalkRadio.com.
Rack Radio Show and all your favorite brands of social media. Check out the Rackex reviews. Total Bella season 4 episode 6 now available. Episode 7 will be available hopefully on Wednesday. Saturday night, Midnight Dish at CBRadio. CBRadioLive.com, GreaterThanGreatDebate.com. Sunday night, they'll be back to review everything that goes down on Fastlane at 10:30-ish, probably. One would assume, based on things. We'll be back next Monday night, Raw Post Show, 11 p.m. Eastern, as we are every single Monday night. Go to twitch.tv/WTRLive. Follow and subscribe to the channel so you know when we go live. You get a little notification that says, hey, we're live. Make sure you hit the heart and stuff like that. Turn notifications on. All that fun stuff. Use creator code ROCKINSOCK in the Fortnite item shop because that will help me, and helping me is cool. That's what the cool kids are doing. At Wild Talk Radio, facebook.com/WildTalkRadioNetwork.
You can follow me on most of the social medias at Lynn's Ward, LANSWRD.
This is the Raw Post Show, live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network, presented as always by Garrick.net and MBG Films, youtube.com/MBG1211. She's Lindsay, I'm Mark. We'll see you Thursday for the Rack. And right back here for the Raw Post Show every Monday night, 11 p.m. Houston, along the airways of the Wild Talk Radio Network, right here at WildTalkRadio.com.
WildTalkRadio.com.